And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Pete's not going to be joining us. He's starting his Alaskan adventure, so going to be having a great time. But Corey and I are going to have a whole lot of fun with a whole lot to talk about with a great group of guys. We've got Steve, Johnny, and Gene from Dana Landing in Mission Bay and ECBT, East County's Best Tackle Shop. We've got so much to cover from great fishing, great tackle info, all the stuff going on at Dana. It is going to be a great time, and we're looking forward to talking to you. We got a great show coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup. Up Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And, man, good Saturday to you, Rick. Nice to be here.
Yeah, no doubt, Corey. I'm super stoked to always have you in here. Like we said, Pete's out in Alaska, so Corey and I get a chance to hang out and talk some fishing. And what a great group of guys to get to do that with, and the crew from Dana and East County Bait and Tackle. And certainly stoked to have all you guys in here, Steve and Johnny and Gene. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, it's certainly a busy time. And you know, I know that it's just things are in full swing, and between the two shops, I can't imagine how busy most things get, because the lakes are fishing so good, and then obviously the saltwater with this big bluefin, and you guys, I wouldn't say that that's your only specialty, but that a lot of this big bluefin has really revolved around Dana Landing with both the crew that you guys have and the flying fish that you have and everything else. It just has to be a crazy time at Dana right now.
It's busy. It's been real busy, yeah.
I'll bet. Yeah, obviously Dana Landing so perfectly suited for private boat fishing. I mean, all fishing, and you guys certainly do everything. A very complete, very, very full-service tackle store from long range and Cabo, but the private boater's dream.
That's where we've always tried to go and keep up with. So it's definitely paying off. And this year's becoming another banner season. So definitely busy down there, and it's been a really good time so far.
Totally. I mean, you can't be closer to a launch ramp. You can't possibly have more amenities for a guy that has a private boat. I mean, fuel and food and tackle and knowledge.
Such
and
a cool setup.
Perfect. Everything. And there's not a better place for it.
And the popularity of that four-passenger Parker type, charter boat is just in our wheelhouse. You know, we open up the doors and there's, 20 people waiting for licenses and everything else, and, there's several dozen boats lining up, a lot of them charter boats.
Yeah.
On top of the private boater. So just like you said, I mean, the place is set up perfect for it.
And you guys have the right staff for it, too. I mean, you've got a great group of guys in there that do it all the time and love it, and that is what they do on their day off. They're fishing, and everybody's, and I'm sure phone calls and text reports are coming in all day. I mean, you've got a crew that really understands it, and that is more important than anything else, and you guys certainly shine in that department, too.
Yeah, I mean, we try to stay on top of things and keep people with the top information, not put them exactly where they have to go, but at least get them pointed in the right direction. And get a lot of first time anglers too, also, who are just starting and, rent rods for people to fish in the bay. And, it's not all just offshore for us.
Totally.
That's true. The Blue Rentals, we've referred quite a few people from the show.
All the time.
About halibut fishing and go see Johnny and,
yep,
and the bay bass, and just what a killer setup.
Well,
really.
Tell us about that. What is the Blue Rentals?
Well, we have several skiffs that we rent down on the dock, and it's a really popular thing now, to where we actually set up a reservation system, so you could go in ahead of time and book, because it was getting to the point where we had like a mob of people down there every morning trying to jostle for position to be able to get a boat, and there's always some people left behind. So we started a reservation system where, if you go 2 days ahead of time, you can reserve a boat, but we still leave boats available that we don't rent we don't reserve ahead of time, so that you can
there's still a first come first serve opportunity.
Still a first come first serve option.
That's cool. Yeah. And one of the best deals in town, for sure. If you want to go fishing with a bud or a couple of buds on your own private boat and rent a boat for the day, it's still the best value in fishing there is to do your own thing.
$60 for 4 hours out on the bay, or $90, you get the whole day.
Hey, to jump on the boat, there's a bait tank.
Yeah, there's a bait tank.
And get off the boat, and you're cleaning it. I mean, not the rental guys cleaning it. Johnny's down there with a scrub brush. Or Gene. You can bring Gene from East County.
Sunflower seeds. I hate sunflower seeds.
And such a cool deal. And again, you want to talk about a place that's so full of both knowledge and baits. I mean, with all of Corey's, 3-inch swim baits and all the things there, you can swing through in the morning, talk to Johnny, talk to any of the guys there, get totally doped up on where to go and what to do. And, for $50 a piece, you and a bud can throw down and have your own boat for the whole day. It's such a cool, I dig it.
A lot of people do that. A lot of people's weekends revolve around that. And they're just regular guys who come every weekend. And you also know, I can tell what the bait is by how busy the crowd is, because when they get anchovy at the bait barge, it's game on. Those guys are trying to get out there, because that's the halibut trick. When they have live anchovies at the bait barge, not the big sardines, it's like those boats are gone. Those boats are gone in minutes.
And you've talked about that in the past a lot of times, that when the bait is right and the tide's right, there is some legitimately very good halibut fishing that happens in that bay.
Oh yeah, I get guys come in with we got 7 today. I'm like, what?
That's awesome.
And it's cool. Mission Bay is a little bit different. I mean, San Diego Bay is one of our coolest natural harbors that we have on our coast here. But Mission Bay, is truly, it's a huge amount of eelgrass. And that's something that Newport Harbor and the harbors up north, you know, Oceanside doesn't have it. San Diego Bay does.
Yeah.
But Mission Bay is full of it, and it's like a 10 to 15 feet of water forever, and just full of eelgrass.
And a lot of people come down, you know, a lot of people that rent the skiffs are coming from, you know, Newport, L.A. They come from all over to go fish spotties down there, you know, just because of the condition.
Right.
The cool thing about that eelgrass, like Corey's talking about, is it provides huge areas that all hold fish. So you don't need to be an expert that knows these three spots to catch your fish on. I mean, there's an eelgrass bed that can be, you know, half a mile square, and everywhere within there, there's fish that live in that grass and come out and ambush baits, and you can make big long drifts in big long areas and cast a 3-inch MC swim bait in every direction and have an opportunity catching a fish.
Yeah, if there's one thing I learned about Mission Bay is that it's not a spot place, because you could crush them one day and think you got it dialed in, you go back to the same spot the next day, and it's like, They're not there. You got to go find them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's more of an area. Are they in the back? Are they by Fiesta Island? Are they in the front? Are they by the receivers? You know, it's just kind of an area deal.
Yep,
that's really cool.
Pretty neat.
And with as crazy as Dana has been, especially with all the, I mean, everything that's going on, and it's so easy. I'm so glad you brought up the bait, Johnny, because it's so easy to get overshadowed with the crazy big bluefin that's happening right now. Like, that always steals the show. But everything that's going on, the local calico bass fishing, the local yellowtail fishing, even like Steve was saying, seeing all the four-pack guys, the local cod fishing is crazy good right now. It's just things are really, really happening in our world, as it should be. It's August. This is when it's supposed to be this good.
That's correct.
It's supposed to be this busy at Dana Landing right now, and we're glad to see it. And another place that it is equally as crazy is at East County Bait and Tackle, and stoked to have Gene in here. Gene, good morning.
Good morning.
What a time things have been, and what a great job over the years you guys have done with East County Bait and Tackle, making that it is just the pinnacle of freshwater tackle stores in San Diego, no doubt.
Thanks, man. We really try.
Yeah, it's not fair to call it the freshwater tackle store. Same thing, like, you guys do such an overwhelming good job of freshwater and keeping up with things and all the tournament guys, and I live close to East County Bait and Tackle. I go there all the time when I need something. It's just, as I'm sure a lot of saltwater fishermen do, it's so nice to have that option rather than having to drive down to the coast sometimes. But the kids that you have working in there are the most fishaholic. Like, you can hear those guys talking amongst each other, like, oh, I'm fishing this tournament, and I get off of work in 3 hours, and there's 2 hours of daylight after that, so I'm going to go to this lake and do that thing. And yeah, the kids you guys have working there are just, they're crazy about it.
Oh, they're not obsessed, fully.
And East County Bait and Tackle, I think you guys do such a good job of keeping up on, like, the trends, and that seems to be such a big deal in the freshwater world. You know, our lakes are not real big, and they get fished by a lot of people, and they get pressured, and the next new thing is always such a big deal, and you guys are so good at keeping up on that, and every time I walk in there, it's always, they get like, oh, you don't know about the Nico rig and the Ned rig? Like, where you been, man? This is where it's at right now, and they're super willing with info, and you guys just keep up on everything, and it's like an open book when you walk in there. Nobody seems to have a problem putting you on whatever type of bite that exists right now.
That store is fully stocked by customer request. I mean, that and research online, and that's a big part of keeping that deal on the edge of all the new stuff.
And that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, it's nice to know that flat falls are going to be a flat fall is going to be the hottest lure from now until next year and the year after that, and that's real easy. But, you know, that world, everybody wants the new, and they want the latest and the greatest, and they want it in 3/8 ounce, not in 1/2 ounce, and they need it with a red stripe, not a white stripe, and you got all that stuff.
That is every day.
Yeah.
That's my life.
Yeah, and someone who signs the checks, you'd be amazed at how much of the stuff is coming from overseas. You know, just not calling your distributor saying, hey, give me, you know, 3-inch green, whatever. It is, like you said, Gene's research and customer, you know, requests and that type of stuff. A lot of it comes from overseas indirectly. So, I mean, there's, you know, tariffs and all that other type of stuff that he deals with directly.
Imagine.
So, yeah, it is a bunch of work for him.
And that world is that way, too. You know, I mean, the difference between having this bait with this hook and this stripe is a huge difference at the end of the day in the numbers of fish in a highly pressured San Diego lake like that.
It really, and all the boys are hanging out there too, like you said, Rick. I was in there yesterday, and Jim Slate, and the boys in the tournament talking about night tournaments and.
Oh, yeah.
Gene's kind of the hub of it all.
Yeah, there's no question. If that's your world, and I mean, it's it's the stop no matter where you're at. I mean, it's plenty easy to get to, and there are very few stores that exist like that are that complete for that world. I love it.
Thanks, man. We've tried to promote that culture as best we can. And, you know, we encourage people to hang out and talk fishing. That's the whole deal, man. I mean, you should be excited to go fishing when you walk out the door.
Yeah.
And we're so fortunate, honestly, Rick and Gene, and, you know, to have the San Diego City Lakes, and yeah, they operate funky, and they kick you off, you know, an hour before dark, and, you know, but we have some of the coolest lakes in the country right here, you know, from Hodges and San Vicente and El Cap and Otay. I mean, they're all premier lakes. There's people that hire Rusty Brown.
Absolutely.
That are coming from Florida or Texas to come here and fish, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. And we have the Colorado River right there, too. I mean, it's... You really do have a lot of options, Barrett. You know,
yeah.
I rent trolling motors over there, so we get a lot of guys just, you know, they're going to El Cap. They don't have trolling motors on the rental boats, so they'll come get a trolling motor from us, and it vastly improves your day if you have control of your boat. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, just the lakes we have, just a quick one with Brandon down at El Salto. There was a guy from Ohio or somewhere, and he talked about coming here and fishing Lake Dixon by himself.
That's funny. You
know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of the level of lakes that we carry here.
And that's
the,
right.
The other thing that's cool is that all those lakes are in different cycles at different times, and you know there'll be lakes that are really good and the population's really healthy, and there'll be others that are different. And you can roll into East County Bait and Tackle, say, I'm going on a Wednesday and I'm going fishing Saturday. Where should I go? And you know the boys will know, like, oh, hey, Otay is really good right now. And this is what you want to do. You want to catch big fish, you want to catch a whole bunch. I'm going to the buddy, and neither of us are super experienced, and we just want to catch a bunch of fish. All right, well, then you should go to Miramar, and you should fish this. You know, and the guys just keep their pulse on everything. It's really fun to watch.
No, absolutely. Last year, Otay was, I would say, probably the best it's ever been. This year, San Vicente was really, really hot up until about 2 weeks ago. It slowed down a bit. El Cap has just turned on right now, though. We have a night tournament there next Saturday, and so everybody's really excited because they are starting to kick out some pretty good fish.
So that's what Jim was in there and all the boys were fired up about. It's next weekend.
Absolutely.
Okay,
you should see how much giveaway stuff we got.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the kind of expertise that you get rolling into East County Bait and Tackle. It's a very unique spot. You guys do such a good job. That's cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, Corey, we got an awesome show going today. So much to cover.
Dude.
If you're into fishing tackle, no matter what kind or where you're going, today's the day for it.
Rick, I mean, from flyers and bluefin to fishing the bay and rail skiffs and fishing the kelp. I mean, I was in there a couple days ago at Dana, and you could tell the calico fishing's happening because it was like a bomb went off in there.
Yeah.
But so from calico fishing, bay fishing, and fishing the lakes, and East County Bait and Tackle, we've got a full 2 hours ahead of us. You want to join us with Johnny, Steve, and Gene, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. That's the number in studio here. We're giving away two gift cards, one to Dana Landing, $50, and one to East County Bait and Tackle. Thank you, Gene, Steve, and John.
That's awesome, guys.
$50 out there, $50 on the coast. Give us a shout. Like I said again, I'll give you the number, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper professionals. Seakeeper has changed the lives of so many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to book your free demo ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat.
A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways. Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Ask not what you can do for your smart speaker.
Hey, you hear that?
But what it can do for you. Start by having your smart speaker stream San Diego's best sports talk.
Let the games begin.
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
Hey-o.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup on 97.3 The Fan. And man, there's a... The whole break is just talk from bluefin to calicos to lake fishing and just good, nothing but good times.
We were kind of talking, picking Johnny's brain about the flying fish and how, what a game changer that is. And if your goal is to catch, you know, a giant bluefin tuna, I don't think that the time has ever been better than it is right now, you know, from a, you know, from either a private boat or, like Steve was saying, I mean, all of the boats have the ability to go out there and do it, but we've talked about it before. That big giant bluefin, it's trophy hunting. And it's, yeah. I would say it's best done from a boat that has the mindset of just going to do that. And,
yep.
You know, and taking 40 passengers on a day and a half trip, oftentimes that's not necessarily the best game in town, because even the best day in, you know, ever, there are going to be a lot of guys that didn't hook one, but
yep.
Going on the impulse, going on the pinnacle, doing a small boat that is savvy in that type of fishing, that's able to target those fish, it's the opportunity is probably as good as it's ever been before.
Yeah, we have several customers on the say on the impulse that's all they do. They've been, you know, doing it for a couple of years now, and their catch rate is very high.
So cool.
That's you know, crazy.
So, it's you definitely have to have the right equipment. You know, we try to tell people don't skimp on your gear, but I've had some customers, regular guys, come in and say with that frozen flying fish, it's just about a guarantee.
Unreal.
that you're gonna get a big one if you get in the right zone. They said it's just uncanny how crazy they go over that bait.
That's awesome. Now, what is the right gear? You mentioned how important it is for a big fish and fishing that kind of, you know, that style of bait with a flying fish from Dana Landing. What is the right gear to fish that on?
We 50 size reels minimum. We on the Impulse, we use a Penn International 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that way you can have the bait out away from the boat and still have plenty of line left on the reel. 130-pound Spectra. Talking to one of my friends as a captain, and what he noticed is that when you're putting heavy drag pressure on a lot of fish, with, you know, just fishing a kind of shorter leader, you wear out that Spectra on the end of your end of your line. So you want to, you know, kind of keep that in mind, guys who are out there all the time. You're gonna have to change that Spectra out. And guys like Dwayne will come in. I mean, they'll be changing Spectra on their big reels, you know, 2-3 times in a season. You know, even though the UV doesn't break down Spectra, the drag of pulling through the water and pulling through the guides with giant fish will start to break that line down. So, you know, fresh line, good wind on leaders, you know, 200-300 pound test, wind on leaders, bait leaders and yummy flyer leaders, 400-pound test minimum.
Bluefin are so synonymous with chewing people off, and, you know, when they circle, you can watch the rod tips. The head shakes are so much more violent often than a yellowfin, and you'll see them in the water flare their gill plates and shake their head. And this is the biggest of fish we're doing, and they're biting a bait that they have absolutely no issue with heavy leader on. There's no reason not to just be putting the maximum amount of tackle you can out there.
No, exactly. When we run out, if we run out of 400, I go to 500.
Right.
You know, and
you don't go down.
Yeah,
you go up.
And it's hanging out of the water. You know, you're running everything off of kites, so your line's not in the water. The size of the leader does not matter. You know, if someone comes up now and like wants me to rig like a live bait leader with 100-pound, it feels like you're rigging trout there. You're like, wow, this line
crazy.
Is really tiny.
Now, John, if we're sitting there and me and Corey have our own boat and we're thinking about it, we've never done the big fish thing but really want to give it a try, we can go in there and you'll do all of that. Like, you'll make the leaders. Can you show us how to rig the flying fish and all that kind of stuff? I mean,
yeah,
having no real experience, because this is a new thing. You know, I mean, this big giant fish and fishing baits and kites and balloons, it's a lot different than putting a hook on and casting a sardine out there. But the boys, we can go in and get totally dialed in on that kind of fishing.
We will make up leaders. And I'm asking people, there's a, you know, one hook setup, two hook setup. There's, you know, everyone's kind of got their theory, and they're not necessarily being super out there with how they're rigging up the fish. We found that we've got some little diagrams we've drawn up that we're handing to people, because, you know, the fish is, you know, the flyer is frozen, so you don't want to thaw it out and rig it for someone unless you're going to use it within that hour. The one thing we are, you know, suggesting to people is we have some like brining solutions, or telling people to make their own brine. So when you thaw that flyer out, you want to use ice water, and you want to use salt and, you know, salt and baking soda, or there's a bait master makes a stuff called magic brine that you put on the fish to kind of toughen up the skin a little bit.
That's a good tip.
Keep it from softening up and falling apart, really.
Yep, exactly.
Rather than just throwing it in the bait tank and letting it get soft and then somewhat mushy, because they're not cheap.
They're not cheap.
You know, you put this in a bucket with the brine solution and let it thaw that way, and it'll toughen it up, make it last longer.
Yeah. You want to brine it up, and then after you get it brined up, you probably want to keep it dry. On the West Coast, we're not necessarily set up for, you know, for fishing frozen bait. You know, on the East Coast, you know, they would have a cooler with they'd have a big cooler full of ice with a stainless steel tray in there that they're laying all their baits in, so that the baits aren't exposed to the water where they're getting mushy, but they're getting the good cold transfer, so they're staying cold. So, you know, we have to kind of just thaw the baits one at a time, and and try to brine them up so they toughen up and you know keep them really cold.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. I know all the techniques and everything that really come. I hate to say it, from the East Coast, right? The kite fishing and the way they're handling them.
It's kind of it's funny because when they were catching, you know, giant bluefin off Catalina 100 years ago, they were fishing them with a dead flying fish under a kite.
Yeah. I know, and it's crazy. It really
seems to be that was the, you know, 110 years ago, they'd figured out the proper way, the best way to catch them already.
You say that. I mean, you look prior to 5 years ago, and you looked at the Zane Grey era, and it's like, how did they get those fish up to 200 pounds and that on that kind of gear? But you look at today and you understand there was enough volume that they could make it happen.
I mean, they could hook them. The whole gear situation in the boats was that's a whole different story. I'm sure they went through. I'm sure they had a very low hookup to land ratio.
right.
Think about how tough that fish is to catch on the impulse with the most experienced guy in the world behind the wheel and a 70 and 130 pound and a Johnny made 300 pound wind on and a 400 pound leader and a giant hook. And think about how tough that fish still is to put on the boat.
Hey, and how tough it was in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Right. It's also amazing how fast it changes with the bluefin. Like last year, it was straight yummies. You know what I mean? And you just didn't need the fire. The yummy's not working right now, or certainly not you didn't need a flying fish for the majority of last year, and it just switches. It is so amazing, flat fall to popper to stick bait to whatever, and
nighttime
now,
flat fall.
Exactly. No, you're not catching them that way right now.
Right.
And literally went from yummy to now it is it literally has to be the California size, fresh frozen flyer to be the most successful. It's just amazing if you think over the past 2 years, it's like overnight it almost changes, you know. I'm a couple days, it literally changes. The fishery completely changes, which is
right.
You know,
well, it depends on how concentrated the fish are. Like if the fish are like stacked up there, you know, wherever they're getting them day to day, and it takes some space to fly the yummy effectively. And with the frozen flyer, you know, boats can kind of get in an area. You're not trolling now. You're drifting and you're getting that kite out. And so if there's a more concentrated area of fish, you can, you know, more effectively target them.
So you're getting into an area where you see some bird life and you have some good meter marks around the boat and there's constantly one swimming under the boat every 5 or 10 minutes. You just get in that area, get your kite up in the air, put some tunes on, have a cold one, get that thing out waiting, and wait for a big giant one to slurp it up.
That sounds like what they're, you know, that's the theory.
I can handle that. Yeah, I can handle that just fine. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show. Again, if you want to get in, join us on the fun, join us on the great information, and don't let the big bluefins thing scare you. There is so much good stuff to cover with Steve and Johnny and Gene in here. Again, the phone number, 833-288-0973. Again, 288-0973-833. Going to be a great opportunity and some great fishing going on. And, Corey, let's find out what's going down in the Baja. We got the cast man standing by.
Hey, and today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a lightweight hook, light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available and sold ringed or unringed, standard. Get it now. Select tackle shops. You guys carry it at Dana?
We do.
There it is. All right. You can get it down at Dana Landing and check out the HD Gamakatsu.
You got it. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on the water down in the Baja. We got the cast man standing by. What's up, cast man?
Well, Ricky, let's talk about the A word.
I'm ready.
Albacore.
You must be up north.
Yeah, I'm up in Oregon. at Oregon Casa, but they just started getting them out of Winchester Bay, out about 30, 35 miles. And let me tell you a story. Last weekend, I was at a function at the Elks Club here, a picnic they had on Sunday. And I heard there was two guys from the lodge that went out of Winchester Bay on their boat. And they went out 35 miles. They have 24 albacore and one Dorado.
Oh, come on.
Crazy.
No kidding.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
I heard
and
that story, too.
Then they took me over to the guy's wife, and she had a picture on the cell phone, and these two guys were holding a Dorado, which was about a 20-pounder. I could not believe it. But the albacore season is just starting, and it's kind of a short. It could be anywhere from a two-week run to about 2 months run, but it's kind of unusual. Anyway, I tried to get on a boat this week, but they don't have that many, and they're full, so you've got to put yourself on a waiting list. So I've got to wait and see if. You know how many years it's been since I caught an albacore out of San Diego, so that's been many, many, many years. So anyway, I'm anxious.
I'm excited.
They are catching them. But now let's get down to the southern Baja. Dorado, talking about Dorado, anywhere from Moreto all the way down to the Cape, same thing, lots of Dorado. Down in San Jose del Cabo this past week, they had one angler had two bulls, one at 75 pounds, the other 80 pounds. So there's big Dorado mixed in with the smaller Dorado. Of course, the smaller Dorado are the norm. Yellowfin tuna really went off, too, inside the Sea of Cortez. They're around, right around from Punta Gordo up and around the Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, and Vina Rama, and those banks up there. So the East Cape boats and the San Jose del Cabo boats really got into them. Most of the fish were footballs, but they were getting some 50, 60, 80-pound fish also mixed in with them, so some really good the tuna fishing going on there. But like I say, it's Dorado from Loreto all the way down to to La Paz, to East Cape, to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo. Of course, striped marlin are still around the area. Some more blues are coming into the area now. There were some reports of 250-pound blues. And, of course, you did hear that the one marlin that won the Bisbee, East Cape Bisbee, was the over 300 pounds. I think it was 330 or something like that. But anyway, so some really good fishing. Roosters are coming in now, nice, good quality roosters, averaging between 25 and 30, 35, but they are getting some 50, 60, 70-pound roosters.
Perfect.
Along the beach. So some really, really good fishing going on there. But anyway, so it's starting now. It finally, after so many weeks of being cold water, hot water, cold water, cold water, it's finally starting to settle down. It looks like the remainder of the fishing season in East Cape and San Jose del Cabo is going to be really, really good all the way down, all the way through November. So stand by. But otherwise, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, can give me a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Castman, great report. Appreciate that. Glad to hear that rooster fishing is continuing. That's always such a fun thing to do down in the Cape, and the Dorado to go along with it. Sounds like some great fishing. Appreciate a great report, as always, and I hope you get to slide in. There's a cancellation. You go get us an albacore this week.
I know it, man. I'm biting at the bit waiting for them to call. I put myself on a wait list.
All right. Go get them, Cass. Appreciate a report. We'll talk to you next Saturday. All right, appreciate that very much. Corey, phones are getting packed up again. If you want to get through, we do have an open phone line. Been a very busy morning. The calls are stacked up, but we had a one just drop off there. So if you do want to get through, great time. 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to an expert panel of guests on fishing information, but also an opportunity to win a $50 gift card to Dana Landing and Market or a $50 gift card to ECBT. A couple of killer shopping sprees going away. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Dude, I could use one of those shopping sprees. I bet you Chuck and Dana Point can use one, too. Good morning, Chuck.
Oh, you betcha, man. Hey, you guys.
Morning.
You know, in the old days, you're always hearing about them hooking another rod to another rod when you're running out of line. I haven't heard that in a while. So the new rods are reels eliminate that. And that is a good way to have somebody, hey, that ain't big enough. You get a big one, we'll have to tie it onto another one and throw it over. That would be scary for me. But,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that a thing of the past now? I haven't heard about that.
Well, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, Chuck, that are like, what the heck is Chuck talking about? But there was an era on the long-range boats where Spectra wasn't the deal, and heavy mono, and they would have to hook up, literally, harness another rod onto your existing rod that you already have the fish hooked on and drop it in the water and actually put you in a skiff and try to cater you around, you know, to try to land it. But it's a little bit different now.
Yeah, well, I think a 50-wide international could hold 300 yards of 100-pound mono, which isn't very much.
Right, right.
So now, if you know, we're filling a reel like that with 130-pound, getting 700 yards on there.
Of Spectra.
Of Spectra, yeah. So, it you know, if you're getting that far down, you're in trouble. I think they still probably have the have a backup outfit ready on the long range boats. The fish where we're fishing though are, you know, mostly on smaller boats, and you know, fish takes a lot of line. You can just kind of put the boat in gear and gain some of that line back.
And you're often catching this big fish that we are getting now one at a time. You know, it's rare that you'd have multiple fish. I mean, and sometimes you do for sure, don't get me wrong, but most commonly you're trophy hunting one big one at a time where you're able to be mobile, where on a long range trip, when you're sitting on the anchor, you might have four or five fish going, and you opposite. Get one that gets super fired up and he wants to go, you got to clip another rod to them, and the rods tend to be a big rod and reel where the line is attached to a buoy, and off the other end of the buoy are two straps, similar to like the straps that you would picture on the old, you know, what they used to troll from in the sport boat with the big clips, and so your line is tied to that buoy, so, you know, the theory being if the line did get separated, at least there's a buoy holding that rod and reel up, and, you know, the rod goes over and you keep fighting with rig number two. But you're right, Corey, with Spectra nowadays, you just don't tend to see that as much as you did in the old days.
Nope.
Chuck, great question. Appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hook Up, we're going to have more from the boys at East County Bait and Tackle, more from Dana Landing, more of this bluefin stuff. Are you crazy? We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, boy, you want to talk about a great opportunity to buy a great reel at a great price. It's the brand-new Shimano Speedmaster. And Johnny, you were saying you just got Speedmasters fully in stock down at Dana Landing?
Just yesterday, like, as I was leaving. So I stayed, got them loaded into the system and out on the shelf, so you can look at one now.
You could go down to Dana Landing right now and purchase a new Speedmaster. Two-speed reel, great drags, great gears for $250.
Yep.
What an unbelievable opportunity at a great reel that I'm sure the first round is not going to last long. I would highly recommend going down there. What an awesome choice at a reel that doesn't really break the bank.
Yeah. Like I said, $250, $260. I got very few that just trickled in yesterday, so I'm sure they'll be gone immediately.
Yeah. Well, haul butt down to Dana Landing in Mission Bay if you want an opportunity to buy one of the greatest reels that doesn't break your budget, the Shimano Speedmaster. It's a great time. 12s and 16s, both available.
Got both of them.
Head on down to Dana right now, or for more information, you can check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Mission Bay is all about, with free parking and fully stocked tackle shop. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Here's a useful lesson for you.
Use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan, and you can have Ben and Woods in your bedroom each morning while you get ready for work. Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Oh, my God!
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
You're nuts. You're all nuts.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, and the lines are all packed up, Rick.
Let's jump into them, buddy. Yeah, man, let's do it.
Let's talk to Karen. Karen, where's she from? East County somewhere? Hey, yeah, good morning, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. I'm from Escondido.
Okay.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I had a question about on that fresh frozen fly fish. Do you guys carry it in your store, and how much is it?
We do carry them in the store. We ran out yesterday, and they're bringing more this morning. They go for $30 each.
And as far as I know, just about the only place to get a full-size, true California flying fish in San Diego is Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Yep. Yep.
Which is as specialty as it gets. Are you kidding me?
There are other flying fish that can be purchased, but they pale in comparison to the effectiveness of the California-caught flying fish.
And what is that, Rick? I mean, just from, you know, a layman like myself and the bluefin and flying fish thing, are they smaller? Or are they from a different region?
We had them last year. We'd buy them from Baitmaster, and we completely sold Baitmaster out. But they're a flying fish they get, I think, down in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
They're
so
about
totally
6 to 8 inches. Mm-hmm. And people caught fish on them, but they said it's not even close to the same thing.
Last year, when the fishing was really good, they would bite the Baitmaster flying fish, and you would catch them for sure. But the difference in the number of bites, the aggressiveness of the bites, how quickly you would get a bite was just, there was no comparison. That bait, the full-size flying fish, is the one to have. And these are scooped. They're scooped here. These are the flying fish that those are eating. You know, you have a locally sourced boat that is going out into, you know, basically the grounds that fish is being caught on, getting that fish, processing it, bringing it to Dana Landing, and you're selling a fresh caught bait from the grounds.
Just like you said a few days ago, I called the guy from G-Fly, our supplier, you know, and I mean, we'll take whatever you get, and we said, hey, we're running out. He's like, I'm on my way out tonight.
So,
you know, that stuff was caught 3 days ago.
Yeah.
He instantly takes care of the boat, goes, you know, gets vacuum sealed, and it is just a primo product. It's not something that came from, you know, back east that's frozen burn and all that other stuff. I mean, it was swimming 3 or 4 days ago, taking care of, like, literally a fish that you would eat.
You can see it. I mean, you can see it in the packaging. They come, how many they come to a pack?
We have three? Some singles, but mostly three packs.
Three packs, yeah, which is the most common thing.
Exactly.
I would think.
I mean, it's not worth going to do all that for one fish. So there are three packs, basically three for $90. It's a lot of money, but, you know, they certainly.
But here's the thing. Go and try to get one yourself. I mean, it's a pretty darn adventurous deal, really.
Well, and think about a scoop of bait cost at Everingham, and worth every penny, but a scoop of bait is, what is it, $45?
I think it might be in the $50 range, but those guys work hard, and that bait, you know,
absolutely,
they
Corey,
put 10 scoops in a box, and you get, you know, 3 scoops out, and it's...
Yeah. By no means am I not saying, I mean, that is worth every penny, but so isn't this bait. If you think about, for me, to go buy a scoop of bait and get a 300-pound blue, and do it all day long, right? Yeah. Well, you can buy one fish, three fish for 90, and have a good shot at 3, so it's really not expensive.
Everyone very kind of fair price.
Up. Very fair price for both. So a ton of work. And he says,
just like you said with Everingham, the amount of work that goes into getting one of those things. I mean, they have to be scooped individually one at a time. So, and it's often all in the dark and it's all in shallow, very dangerous water to be doing that in. Which is why it's so worth paying $30 because. Can you go out to San Clemente Island and get one yourself? One, if the Navy's not closed? Sure you can. Is it extremely difficult and, frankly, dangerous to do? You're damn right.
You can put a bump in the bottom of your boat real fast and in there. You have to know what you're doing, and, no question.
So if Karen wanted to come down and buy a 3-pack or whatever, I mean, you could probably help her rig them and get on the track.
We'll get her in the right direction. Yeah, we'll get them pointed in the right direction.
Karen, and do you have another question other than you said availability, and what was your other question? I apologize.
Oh, it was just how you go about rigging the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got some diagrams. Some of the people are just, you know, putting a hook right through it. There's different ways to hold the wings open. There's quite a bit to it, and a lot of people have different theories, but the guys at the shop will kind of, we have like a little pamphlet we hand out that shows our suggested rigging.
Guide you through
the process. Single hook, like, stitched into the back. that seems to be working pretty well.
I know that, Karen, we'll find that a ton down at the landing with our long-range boats. You know, the Royal Polaris likes the same thing rigged different than the Royal Star, likes it different rigged than the XL. And at the end of the day, all of those guys catch the same number of big ones, but everybody has a preference. And some people swear that one big hook in the back of a flying fish will get it bit way better. But bluefin can be very, you know, one thing about fishing flying fish that has always been true, it's not new, is that tuna are very good at picking those things off. And you wouldn't think that it's at all possible that a fish could ever eat a bait that's got a 12-0 hook in it and not get hooked, but they can be. So, you know, you can fish a single hook, which is very easy to get it rigged, but the potential of that flyer getting picked is higher. You could fish multiple hook rigs. You could fish a single and a treble. I mean, there's lots of great ways to go about it, and the beauty of going to Dana is the guys can work you through that. This has been very effective for a lot of guys. I'd maybe recommend going that way, that kind of thing. All right. Well, Karen, I hope that answers your question for you. I really appreciate the call.
Jump back into it, Rick. Yeah. Let's talk to Steve. Steve's calling from Bishop this morning. We welcome you to the show this morning, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Is that Corey and Rick?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Steve?
And all you tackle shop guys. Well, you know what? I'm by the way to San Diego. I just listen to you guys. Man, my heart's beating like crazy. I'm out on a day and a half tonight on the Aztec out of Seaford. And we got a call a couple days ago, and then we're going to target the big bluefin. So,
all right. Well, those guys have certainly... Those guys have certainly done a great job at catching those big ones, so it sounds like you're in good hands, Steve.
I fish it with flyers, but I got all kinds of stuff with me. For a sardine rig, or maybe a mackerel rig, should I have like 100 pound, 80 pound, something like that?
I would probably, I would try to set up a mackerel rig because there is some fish being caught on the mackerel, and I would use at least 100-pound fluoro, mm-hmm. Kind of a longer piece, too.
Okay. And do you fish a sinker rig with that, Johnny? Is it a straight fly line? How does one go about?
I think it would be a fly line unless they, you know, on the boat, they tell you different. I would use mm-hmm. a circle hook, you know, kind of, you know, match the hook to the size of the bait, something in a, you know, maybe a Super Motu 6.0 or 7.0. Just be prepared. You know, they are getting some fish on the fly line bait, but the guys on the Aztec, they've been one of the top boats like the last three seasons fishing this stuff out there, and they will definitely know how to do it, and they will let you know how they want you to do it.
Yeah, good call.
To have the most success.
Right. And you had mentioned a longer leader. What would you say is an appropriate leader length when you're fishing those big ones on a fly line rig like Steve's talking about?
I'm thinking at least 10, 12 feet.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then that's 100-pound fluoro, and would you put that right into your Spectra, or does the rig have mono?
I would probably put that right into my Spectra. But then again, I would definitely listen to what they say on
sure,
the boat, because
sure.
they're going to, you know, They've already been through this, you know, situation. So if they say you should put, you know, some 100-pound mono under the 100-pound fluoro, I would do exactly what they say.
Sure, sure. But like maybe a Talica 20 or a Talica 25, full 100-pound Spectra,
yep.
And maybe 10 or 12, 15 feet of 100-pound fluoro, that would be a rig that you would be comfortable fishing for those big ones.
Totally comfortable fishing those big ones. Talk to Harry on the boat or, you know, one of the other crew members. Like those guys, they're really good at rigging tackle. I mean, these guys have been around, you know, Harry worked for us for a long time. He's a really good crew member. And you know, they will set you up the correct way.
Whew, that's awesome, Steve. Sounds like you're in for a good one, Steve. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Definitely.
Next, Corey?
Yeah, it sounds like a good time for sure. He's going to have fun. Let's talk to Doug, our friend in Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, hi. I don't hear nobody about using a harness no more. Is anybody using them anymore?
You know, there's certainly nothing wrong with fishing a harness, and they still definitely do get used. The popularity in fishing a harness, though, has dwindled to just very, very few. Johnny, I mean, what's the ratio of big, you know, plates and harnesses that you used to sell versus that you sell today? Are they still common?
We sell quite a few. It depends on what you're, you know, like the captains, the professional captains of the bigger yachts, they still use the harness plate setup. and they'd use it very effectively, mm-hmm. and it lands fish very quickly. It's probably easier on a small boat to do it that way than to try to fish the rail. You can put a lot more pressure on the fish. You have to know how to do it. You have to have the right rod, but it is effective. We do sell a lot of harnesses and plates. Usually there's a company out of New Zealand called Black Magic, and they make the main thing is the plate is a little different, where the rod butt goes is it puts it farther back between your legs, I guess, so the rod can't shift side to side as easy. And these guys are putting big fish on the boat real quickly with people who are not necessarily like the greatest anglers. And it does work really well. I would have no problem suggesting that as a system for people. If you get on the sport boat, it's not as easy a deal to do because the way you have to move around the boat with the fish.
Well, I mean, just in the name, it's fishing the rail. Like, you're on a boat that has a railing that comes up above your waist, and in a private boat, that is not the case. You know, it's usually lower or lesser than that. So,
and now you're literally on a lot of private boats. You know, Ricky's boat's got a high bow rail, so they can set up on there. A lot of boats, you got to be literally like sitting on the deck to get any pressure on mm-hmm. the rod when you're fishing the rail.
Where the harness would come into play is what you're describing.
Yeah, if you can stand up with the harness, you can definitely put some pressure on a fish.
It's also going to come in when the professional yacht captain is looking to his T-cap around his cockpit in his 80-foot yacht that someone's going to have to take care of. It's certainly a little bit of a difference maker. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I mean, a gorgeous yacht. You're not going to be able to do the rail and worry about it as much as, you know, beautiful.
No, I've had guys say the only thing that goes on this rail is varnish.
You know, and the beauty of coming to a place like Dana is you can help them in every part of that, because if someone is really wanting to do that big fish thing, even the rod and reel setup that you would choose for that is different, because a rail rod, just the mechanics and the taper of the rod is different from an ideal belt and harness rod.
You don't want to be fishing a 775 XXH in a harness. You're going to get pulled over
catapulted.
The side. Yeah, it's not a good situation there. So.
But you're right. I mean, in a private boat, a good belt and harness is invaluable, and the amount of pressure that one can put on a fish with little to no effort on the angler is incredible. A well-fit, good belt and harness and plate, you basically put maximum pressure on the rod by the same motion that you would sit in a chair, you know.
Yep.
Your body weight becomes what's pulling on the fish rather than your forearms. I think that's a great call.
Yeah, pretty crazy. All right. Well, hey, we've got some good stuff coming up, and we're going to have a lot more on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a Radio.com sports station.
Hi, this is Manny Machado from the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam, Manny Machado. His first as a San Diego Padre. Was 4-1. Now it's 8-1.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.